Well, as we start the new year, it's time to start some, you know, some new routines. That includes getting out, getting a little exercise. And we're going to start that with a first day hike. And we're going to talk this morning with Christina Roloff. She's a naturalist with Shelby County Conservation and the Iowa DNR. And there at Prairie Rose State Park in Shelby County, they'll be sponsoring and hosting one of those first day hikes. And we'll visit about that here this morning. Christina, how are you?
Doing good. How about you?
Good. You got through the holiday just fine.
Yes. Yes. Still have some more to go, but it sounds like much better weather.
Yeah, moving past Christmas, now heading toward the first of the year. And yeah, it's always something going on, and it's fun to be able to do some things outdoors. And it sounds like the weather's going to be pretty decent for this time of the year for the first day hike that you'll be sponsoring here this Sunday. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this is something that Iowa State Parks have been involved with for a few years now, and it's actually a whole nationwide thing. There are hikes in all 50 states across the nation. It's not just state parks that do it. I know there's quite a few county parks that do it. And we are going to have ours at Prairie Rose at 4 o'clock on, of course, January 1st. And we're going to take the trail that goes around the east part of the lake. It's about a two-mile hike. It's fairly easy. There's a couple of hills, but nothing too serious. And then following the hike, the Friends of Prairie Rose State Park are going to have hot cocoa and popcorn for everybody.
Very good. Have you had a lot of participation in the past?
Yes, yes. These have been very, very popular. We've had quite a few people that will try to get to as many of the first day hikes that they can.
I guess I'm assuming that folks probably dress in all different ways. Just what we have in common is everyone dresses warm.
Yes, definitely in layers, because you can always remove stuff if you get too warm.
Yeah, you have some serious walkers and hikers and what have you. You might have some folks that are out, just out for a leisurely stroll.
Yes, yep, and we won't go too fast with the group, because we always have varying ages of people.
You bet. Well, and in some cases, this is maybe a first chance to get out and see the park, or, you know, maybe the first time in a while they've been out to see the park, or the first time they've seen it, you know, in the wintertime, when you look at it differently mm-hmm. than you do in the summertime. It's always a little different, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And it's like whenever I do hikes, I try to get them on all different trails just so everybody can find out where all the trails are and see a new part of the park.
You bet. So do you have, will you be doing some things during the course of the hike, pointing some things out?
Oh, yep, definitely. Yep, yep.
Okay, these are guided events.
Yes. There are, in some of the other state parks, there are self-led ones too, but there's probably... oh, I think somewhere between at least 20 of the state parks that are doing officially guided ones. I know Lake Anita is going to do one, and Springbrook, which would be fairly close.
Yep, I did see some others that are going to be going on. There are, I can't remember how many, maybe a couple, a dozen and a half or two dozen around the state, something
mm-hmm.
like that,
yes.
Here in the
yes.
state of Iowa. But there are different locations where folks can check those out and have some fun and see and learn more about the parks. That's kind of the point of it, too, is not just to get the exercise, but to learn more about the resources close by.
Exactly.
Boy, I'd love to see some numbers. I wish they'd keep track of the number of participants, because you mentioned they have them in all 50 states. I'd love to see, like, mm-hmm. for example, how many participate in Iowa as opposed to, like, Hawaii, where the weather's, you know it's going to be nice.
Yes, but, yes. And I think we do actually keep track of that stuff. I don't think I ever heard the numbers for last year.
Yeah.
But I can always say it always has been one of my most popular hikes.
Well, we're pretty hardy folks. So the weather's
yes.
not going, unless it's extreme, it's not going to scare us
yes.
off too bad.
Yes.
Well, I know Christmas holiday, it's just prior to, a lot of folks encountered that when they went on their Christmas travels. We had some rough weather with a little bit of snow and, boy, a lot of wind and bitterly cold temperatures and drifting and all that kind of stuff. But this weekend, it looks like we're swinging the pendulum back the other way for you.
Yes, definitely. So we're hoping that'll get a few more people out.
You bet. Now, there are some things about these hikes, too. You mentioned that some folks like to do multiples if they can work it into their schedule, because not all of them are at the same time. And
mm-hmm.
I know there's a passport program again this year, right?
Yes. Yep, and that is actually, there's a couple different ways that can be used. And they did a hook and paddle one this past summer, too. And I'm not sure if that one will continue. Hopefully it will. But like during camping season, they have one that you can check in every time you go to a different state park at a certain location, and you just scan a QR code with your phone. And then for first day hikes, the same thing is going to be going on too. So if you go and do a hike at a state park, whether it's one of the guided ones or if it's one of the ones that are just the suggested route for your first day hike. You can register every park you visit, you get an entry to win a two-night stay at a cabin at Pine Lake State Park.
Oh, nice. Now, where's Pine Lake State Park?
It is just off of Highway 20, a little bit to the east of I-35, so kind of between Grundy Center and Iowa Falls.
Okay, be a nice little weekend trip for someone.
Yes, and there's pretty nice cabins from what I hear.
Oh, very good. Well, so an opportunity for folks to check in. I know they've done some passport programs that run throughout the year. Will that happen again this year?
Mm-hmm. I would think so. That has been very, very popular. And with those, you can register. Every time you check into a park, you get entered for a variety of different prizes.
Okay.
And I think there actually is a thing, too, that after you hit a certain number of parks, that you automatically get a prize.
Oh, well, there you go. We like automatic prizes.
Yes.
That's always good. Very good. Hey, talk a little bit about Prairie Rose State Park. Have there been many changes over the last few years?
We've added some. Probably one of the most biggest things for us is that we have added some kayak launches. Because our lake has always been super popular for kayakers, always kayakers out there. So we had a couple of ones that attach to docks. So you just slide your kayak into it, and then you can step from the dock down into the kayak and then push yourself out into the water. And then we also have one that was added by the campgrounds, that one is just more of a, it's got like P-Rock at it. So you can just kind of shove yourself off into the lake from there. One big thing we've got going on, too, is, of course, Emerald Ash Borer. So we do have a lot of trees that are coming down right now. We have lots and lots of ash trees in the park. So we will be planting lots of new trees coming up.
All right. Well, change the look of the park maybe just a little bit, but for the better.
Yes.
For the better.
Yes. Yep.
Is there a lot of fishing going on yet?
I would think so. I know that some of the neighboring ponds and stuff said that their ice was like 6 to 8 inches. And I know bluegill fishing at Prairie Rose all through the summer has just been phenomenal. And the fish are really nice size.
Okay, very good. So lots of good reasons to get out and visit. Well, very good. The
yes.
First day hike again at Prairie Rose is this Sunday, January 1st. That starts at 4 o'clock. Christina, give them the particulars one more time.
So you make sure you dress for the weather. It'll be a fairly easy hike. It's about 2 miles. We'll take a pretty slow pace, so it'll take us probably 45 minutes, maybe an hour, to complete it. And then the Friends of Prairie Rose State Park will have cocoa and popcorn for everybody when we're done.
And no charge?
No charge.
All right. And if they'd like to know more, can they find it online?
Yes, yes.
Very good.
Yep, if you go to the DNR's website, there should be information about the first day hikes.
Okay. Probably first day hikes at all of those locations for you. Very good.
Yes.
Christina Roloff, she's the naturalist, Shelby County Conservation, along with the Iowa DNR, and she'll be hosting up there at Prairie Rose come the first of the year. You're going to make the resolution anyway to get in better shape, right? So you might as well start with a nice brisk outdoor walk at a local place where you'll find all kinds of fun things. Christina, thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
And as Christina mentioned, the Prairie Rose event is not the only one going on. We also have the Lake Anita State Park event, and that'll happen at 10 a.m. on January 1st. They'll meet up at the east end of the beach parking lot. Now, they'll have two options for a hike there. There's a longer hike that'll start at the beach parking lot, and they'll travel north on the all-weather trail and continue around the lake until they get back to the parking lot. And there's also a shorter hike that starts at the beach parking lot. They'll travel north until the picnic area and then turn back around and head back the way they came until they get back to that parking lot. Now, they say that both hikes are very scenic on a paved path through mostly restored prairie, so there'll be some wildlife and waterfowl there for you to enjoy. That's Lake Anita State Park in Anita, and that is, again, 10 a.m. on January 1st. Now, Christina also mentioned the Springbrook State Park event up at Guthrie Center, and you'll meet at the Park House office there, and it'll be a hike to the highest point in the park. They'll stop at the geologically and historically significant sites along the way, and they'll look for some signs of some wildlife activity, and then they'll warm up with some hot chocolate when they are finished. And again, at Springbrook State Park in Guthrie County, that event will get underway at 1 o'clock. on the 1st, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And as mentioned, they could check into all the different state parks. Many of them will be doing first day hikes here in the state. If you go to iowadnr.gov, you'll be able to find all kinds of information there. And remember, if you do more than one, do the passport thing, because every time you check in between Friday and Sunday, you'll qualify for a prize drawing for that free two-night stay at that cabin at Pine Lake State Park. So check that out as well, and get outside. Get that exercise routine started here early as possible on the first of the year with the first day hikes sponsored by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources to get 2023 off and moving in a positive direction.